it's our culture. It's something that we respect it. Our ancient ancestors, they did this too, and it's something we should show the world what is our culture. And all of us.
Good, and you?
In every culture, as we know, there are a bunch of excuses for the people to get together, to celebrate, to be around each other, to talk about different matters. And New Day is one of them. And as we know, a New Day in Iran is the beginning of the spring, which is the symbol of the greenery and the resurrection of the nature. And with the beginning of the spring, with the happiness of the nature, we Iranians show our happiness too.
So it's pretty important for Iranians.
Yes, I agree with him. You know, kind of cool thing about our Nowruz is that, you know, it happened a lot of times to me. In winter, I was walking in the street and I saw, you know, everything is rotten, flowers are dead, trees are dead. It's the voice of death calling everywhere. But when Nowruz comes to the world, you know, just every plant, every seed that comes out of the soil, it's the start of a new life. It shows that God still got hope on us. For this reason, I think we should be happy.
But you sure you don't have anything against winter, do you? A lot of people enjoy winter. But no, then I guess you're one of those spring fellas.
One thing about Christmas, you know, in Christmas, they're all inside their homes. They're just celebrating with the candles and
Christmas.
The lights.
So yes. There's a comparison here.
Yes.
You're comparing this to, I mean, with Christmas.
They're,
okay.
They're indoors celebrating with the candles and lights, but out there is just full of snow and just death. You know, the voice of death calling everywhere. Just the flowers are rotten, the trees are dead. But about our spring, about our Nowruz, it comes with the spring, the first day of spring, and it shows that it is a start of a new life. For this reason, I mean,
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that rejuvenation of nature, but about the death thing, about winter and snow, I kind of doubt it. Anyone knew? You again, ma'am?
My friend said it's reawakening the nature. It's something that everything grows green and everywhere are flowers and beautiful. It's something new.
Okay, now. To wrap it up here, any similarities between a friend there raised a comparison between Christmas, and forget about his comparison, but any similarities or common things between our Nowruz and any other festival, including Christmas, for example?
You? Yeah, I think what we all do when we're celebrating Nowruz or Christmas is that we sit together around each other and we just thank God for the good things that happened to us in the past year and hope for the best in the next year. I think this is the most important.
So it's a common feature among many festivals. Okay, now let's bring in some experts or panelists joining us from London. Now, let me start with you, Mr. Wagmar, if I could. Now, how important is Nowruz, its philosophy, and its activities associated with it for the Iranians?
The Iranian cosmos was predicated on the ancient autumn equinox, originally speaking, as it was known as Sard in Avestan, Navasard, new year or autumn equinox. We owe the reform of this to Zarathustra, the Persian prophet, who refounded the six Gahambar feasts and the seventh feast, which was dedicated to the creation of fire. And that was what became Nowruz or the spring equinox. So, in a way, the festival goes back even to pagan Indo-Iranian times, pre-Zoroastrian times, and it worked its way into Zoroastrianism, as you know, the ancient religion of Iran, where it became its highest and most holy day, the most important day of the calendar, and has continued right through into the Islamic period, too.
Okay, and Dr. Fazili, how about you?
When Iranians accepted Islam, Nowruz changed to a kind of non-religious ceremony, and it was the most important and significant change that Nowruz experienced to that time. And then in Safavid period, in 10th century, Nowruz again experienced another change, which tried to melt a sense of religiousness and secular sense. And since that time, there was a kind of coexistence between being religious and non-religious till the Islamic Revolution in 1979. And then Nowruz experience a new kind of change, social change. I called it a kind of modernization or a modern sense of Nowruz.
A new manifestation of an ancient philosophy, maybe. To Beirut, Professor Vick, your opening remarks, shall I say?
Well, from the cultural point of view, it's not only the Iranian people that are proud of Nowruz or adopted Nowruz. It was adopted by the Muslim Caliphate, the Abbasid Caliphate, because the lunar year wasn't adequate to have, I mean, to collect taxes on the earth, which is called Al-Kharaj. So they adopted the Iranian year, the Nowruz, and all the Abbasid nation adopted this and celebrated it. And many Arab poets, many Arab poets, Al-Bukhtari in the Middle Ages, 8th century after death or 9th century, had poems in the Lawanj of Nowruz, I mean praising Nowruz, and it entered in two forms in the Arab language, Nowruz or Nowruz.
But any reaction from the side of the audience, you guys, anyone new, anyone who hasn't commented? Let me try your friend up there.
You see, if we want to trace the Nowruz in just our literature, we should go back to the very famous poet of Iran, who is called Ferdowsi, you know, and his Shahnameh. In that book, it's written that Nowruz dates back to the time of Jamshid, and at the time of Jamshid, I guess it's a story, of course, it's a mythical story that Jamshid when he got to Azerbaijan, he makes a kind of a bed there, a very famous bed there, and he sits on it and just, he's got a very famous crown on his head, and just, and when the nature, in fact, shines on this crown, it just, the reflection is through all the nature and just makes a nature, I mean, gives a new color to the nature. And that's called the Nowruz or the New Year's. This is the thing that is...
That's pretty interesting.
Yes.
Pretty intriguing. Yes. You?
No comments.
No, what about you? Yes. You, sir.
Yeah. Okay, and since in the 8,699... the 699, okay, and as shown in Zoroastrian, the calendar, Iranian have had, and the festivity, okay, the national arrival of each of four seasons. Okay, and the first day Iranian calendar is beginning of a spring is a connect to astronomical vernal equinox. Mm. Okay, yeah. And you told, okay, and they have a same with the Christmas, okay, and the, about Iranian, okay, Nowruz, okay, and in association, okay, with the rebirth of a nation, okay, in the spring cleaning, for
nature.
Example, yes, and one of the ritual, Iranian ritual, is the spring cleaning, okay, and have the same the Christmas, okay, and the rebirth of nature, okay, and have the same in the Christmas, okay.
You're talking about the differences and the supposed advantages that our New Year may have, in your opinion, over another similar occasion like Christmas. We're going to be taking a short break, but don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Now, the audience, what are these pictures, the footage that we just saw? Anyone wants to fill us in?
I heard another idea about the Nowruz, and I wanted to say about Kheykhosrow that okay. There was some kind of this story about Kheykhosrow, that when he ascended on the throne, the people celebrated that day, and they call it Nowruz. Something a little like...
When Kheykhosrow ascended,
yes.
Or soon power, supposedly.
Yes.
But you, sir, maybe you have anything to contribute in terms of what we just saw in the footage, the pictures, any... Because for foreigners, non-Iranians might be just, you know, people frolicking, jumping over bonfires, but they don't kind of get the symbolism, the significance, maybe. Anything you might want to add, you, sir?
Yeah, actually, to sum up the whole thing, like you guys have said so far, basically the whole Nowruz thing goes back to very ancient Persian time. That's where Zartosh came up and, like, started bringing up the new religion. I don't know, maybe you guys don't know that the whole thing that Zartosh came was to bring the peace to the world, to bring the peace to the human.
Are you a Zoroastrian?
Okay. I'm a Zoroastrian.
So you must be
yeah.
much more informed than the rest of us, at least me. Yeah,
probably.
definitely.
And what happened after that was, like, the people who were staying in Iran, the ancient Persia, were art farmers and civilized people. So what they basically did was to create a calendar that starts as a solar calendar, which is... as a myth that it goes back to some 3,748 years and is going on.
How long?
3,748 years.
Okay.
And
when Zartosh actually...
Yeah, that's the time that...
proclaimed his prophecy,
exactly,
maybe.
Exactly. And exactly after that, because of the farmers, that they wanted to, like, start a day to... start the cultivation and everything, what happens, like, they created kind of a calendar that is called right now as a solar calendar, and the whole thing is, the Nowruz is the kind of a renovation of the world, the first breath of the world again after a year, and a kind of a beginning of the peace.
Beginning of peace, that's a very lovely phrase. I like that. Let me segue, go to the gentleman. Speaking of the philosophy, the ancient... ideas behind this festival and rituals associated with it. Obviously, you're Jewish, I assume. Now, I've heard that festival that is Purim.
No, Pesach.
Pesach.
Purim is before the Nowruz.
Any relation to Nowruz?
No, not related. Both of them not related to Nowruz. But we as Iranian Jewish people celebrate Nowruz as other parts of the nation of Iran celebrate this festival. But at the same time with Pesach, which...
What is Pesach?
Pesach is the exiting of the Jewish people from Egypt. With the leadership of our prophet Musa,
Exodus, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
They came out from exile, and the Nowruz we are celebrating too. We put the haftzin and just some differences, like we put the Torah instead of Quran.
Okay.
Because of
a very, very, very short and quick question before I go to the panel and I'll be returning to you. Is it because the way you observe and celebrate Nowruz, is it because you're Iranian, you speak the language, or because there's a relation somewhere in the religious side?
No, exactly because we are Iranians and this is the part of our soil.
Okay,
and
because you're Iranian. Let me go to the panel. To London and Dr. Wagmar. Dr. Wagmar, you're, I understand, quite familiar with the ancient stories affiliated with this philosophy. Now, to what extent do you think the philosophy Nowruz is, it actually transcends barriers and borders? To what extent is it trans-religious, transnational? Has it been made hostage to the Persian language? What's your ideas?
It is absolutely international in every sense of the term, as so many of your viewers pointed out. And as UNESCO declared last October in Abu Dhabi at their national commission, that this is the International Day of Nowruz. Let me point out to you very briefly, today as we speak, Nowruz is celebrated from Albania to Xinjiang in the westernmost part of the People's Republic of China. All communities, Albanians, Persians, Kurds, Ossetes, Baluchis, Pashtuns, Hazaras, Kashmiri Hindus, Uyghurs, Azeris, Turkomans, Uzbeks, Kazakhs, and Kyrgyz, all of them celebrate and uphold it as a spring festival. In effect, when the UNESCO passed this statute, as I'm referring to, they mentioned that this is a festival which is of supreme importance for 300 million individuals across the Near and Middle East, Central Asia, South Asia, and Southeastern Europe. So you can see how it is international in every sense of the term.
In Beirut, Professor Vic, is Nowruz, its philosophy, beyond religion?
As Dr. Bigmar pointed out, I can add that in Lebanon, Kurds, for example, celebrate Nowruz every year because we have a big community of Kurds. And then we mustn't forget also that in Egypt, they were celebrating Nowruz during the caliphate, I mean the Shiite caliphate or the Ismaili caliphate, and since now it is celebrated in Egypt under the name of Sham al-Nasim. So it's also celebrated in Lebanon and in Egypt, and in some parts of Syria the Alawites also celebrate Nowruz.
It's very interesting, Professor. You know, this international
that,
aspect.
Quickly?
Yeah, very briefly, I want to go to the other gentleman.
Yes, Dr. Vic very rightly pointed it out. The Alawis in Turkey, the Nusayris in Syria, and also the Ismailis, that is to say the Nizari Ismailis, as well as the Musta'alian Ismailis, all three Ismaili subsects also do celebrate Nowruz with a particular vigor.
Speaking of this internationality, should I say, of Nowruz, earlier today I had an interview via Skype with an American lady who's apparently married to an Iranian. This is what she had to say about her feelings on the whole excitement.
I'm from New York, and I'm an American, but I've been married to an Iranian for over 40 years. And for me, Nowruz is a very special holiday. It's a time of new beginning, of renewal, when the leaves come out on the trees, the grass turns green, the flowers are beautiful, and especially in Iran, when people come together, visit each other, and picnic for 13 days, I find it a very, very special holiday. This year is a very special Nowruz. We have a new daughter-in-law, and we will be taking her to meet her Iranian relatives for the very first time. So for her and for them to be coming together to see the country, to meet all the people who are now part of her family and for whom she is part of their family is a very exciting time for us. It's not only a time now, Nowruz, of renewal, but also of a new beginning in our family. The growth of our family and the coming together of people from opposite parts of the world.
To you in London, Dr. Fazili, I understand you're leaving us in the second half. Now obviously you're an anthropologist. To what extent is the ethnic dimension of this whole thing to be viewed on?
Nowruz has the ability to adopt itself with different situations and different languages, religions, and the ability to meet needs of many people. For example, as you asked about ethnic groups, as you know, Kurds have their own reading and understanding of Nowruz. They have their own history of Nowruz, and Iranians who live in Iran created their own story of Nowruz, and also Iranian migrants who are not living in Iran, inside Iran, they think about Nowruz as a symbol and a social spaces to identify themselves as Iranians outside of Iran. And okay. Also, as my colleagues explained, many people around the world, many non-Iranian around the world, are celebrating Nowruz with their own history, and they created a different picture of history of Nowruz, and it means Nowruz as a festival has many functions. I think a good idea here is to discuss about Nowruz in our time, to put Nowruz in the context of modernity or postmodernity.
Now, as many of you, I assume, may have been abroad, lived there, and been have been among the Iranian diaspora, as it's called. Now, what's been the role of the philosophy of Nowruz and all the activities associated with it in kind of giving you a renewed, if not reinforced, sense of a Persian identity? Is there a unifying factor in Nowruz that kind of binds us all together?
Time of reunion. I want to focus on this word, the reunion. Not just family reunion. No, I'm talking generally.
Okay.
And generally speaking, we see that it's the reunion of different ethnic groups and just different religions. So we see that I believe it's a kind of reunion between all Iranians and all the people around the world to celebrate
this day. And is it the same for Iranians in? Beyond borders, not necessarily in exile, but living abroad?
Yeah, I think those Iranians who live outside Iran use Nowruz as a time to get together and to see each other more, and just, I don't know, it's kind of a Thanksgiving mood for them. They get together just to, and they're happy to be around each other because they don't have enough time to see each other, and they see themselves as a community. When it's Nowruz, they feel happy just because they are among other Iranians. And this gives them a feel of, I don't know, pride.
A shared identity that
yeah,
is pride-inspiring, maybe? Okay.
Yeah,
we reached the half of the show. Do stay with us. We're going to go take a short break for a recap of the hour's top stories. But don't you go anywhere.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right party has suffered a heavy defeat in regional elections. The socialist bloc has won some 54% of the vote to give the left control of at least 20 of the 22 regions in the mainland. Tens of thousands of American protesters have marched in Washington to demand immigration reform. The reform, which would offer nearly 11 million illegal workers a path to U.S. citizenship, has been long delayed. The protesters are asking Obama administration to switch attention from health care to immigration reform. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the U.S. is not in a position to talk of human rights and democracy as it's acting against them. Speaking in the holy city of Mashhad, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei slammed Washington for killing people in Afghanistan, meddling in Iraq, and supporting Israeli crimes in Gaza. Taiwan is covered in a haze of sandstorm, and the air quality has become hazardous for the residents. The storm had earlier hit China's northwestern provinces and later blanketed the capital city of Beijing. It's expected to move down south with a cold air mass in the coming days. A grand theft at the world's leading antique fair in the Netherlands. A ring with a big sapphire and a diamond necklace worth $1.2 million have been stolen at the Tefaf fair in the Dutch city of Maastricht. Police are still investigating the incident. More than 73,000 people visited Tefaf this year.
International Day of Nowruz.
Nowruz, with all its customs and rites, is much more than a date marked in our calendars. It conveys a deeply rooted culture which brings hope, peace, and prosperity to the millions of people around the globe, regardless of their ethnicity, political or religious views.
All right, welcome back to The Link here on Press TV, second half with me, Zubin Zarvan. We're talking about the Persian New Year being Nowruz. And let me start with you, Mr. Amir Ahmadi. Now, what can you tell us about the process of this day, that is Nowruz, becoming an international day and recognized not just by the United Nations, but also by the U.S. Congress?
Obviously, over the years, Nowruz has changed significantly. It has become, obviously, it remains a cultural event, but more than that, it has become increasingly politicized. It has become internationalized. It has become Islamicized, and it has also become modern.